This weekend, Shitaro Makasumi, or Mackie, as his friends call him, was the quickest to solve the Rubik's Cube at this year's U.S. Rubik's Cube Championship. During 10 solves, it took him an average 17.2 seconds to color coordinate the cube. And at 14 years old, Mackie was one of the youngest competitors in a field of Caltech students. Recently, we visited Mackie at the First Avenue Middle School in Arcadia, California, where Mackie isn't the only one working the plastic colored cube.
We got, I think, about 25 cubers at the school right now, and most of my friends are cubers, I guess. Most of my close friends, at least. My friend, I don't think I should mention his name, but he just got his cube taken away in class, and he's like all complaining about it, but it's his fault. So it's like a disease. It's just epidemic. It just spreads around, and the whole thing's like, this school is really messed up from that point of view. I don't know.
A school full of cubers. No, we're not in some time warp back to 1982. The puzzle has seen a resurgence in recent years thanks to the internet, where people can find methods for solving the cube at lightning speeds, a practice known as speed cubing. Mackie is part of an international online community that shares different methods for solving the cube, like this one.
A lot of people think that you would solve it one side at a time, but that way doesn't really work. And what you want to do is to approach it layer by layer. So what you want to do is to first solve the first layer. And then you go on to the second layer. Then finally, after all is done, you do the final layer. Oh, I messed up. Here.
Layer by layer. At this point, Mackie's lost me, probably most other mere mortals as well. But then he adds this extra dollop of humiliation. Mackie can actually do the cube blindfolded.
Doing it blindfolded, it's not really braille or anything, so you can't feel anything. So what you want to do is to, before you even close your eyes and start solving it, you have to memorize the whole cube first. But it's hard doing it in colors, so you convert every single information that's on the cube into numbers. So that way it sticks to your memory. It comes out to be about 30 digits of numbers. And then so you memorize that. And then you can close your eyes and do, you know, just track the numbers, see where it goes. And then it just, the rest is keeping sharp and using algorithms.
14-year-old speed cuber Shitaro Mackie Makasumi lives with his family in Arcadia, California.
About a month ago, I got a phone call from a friend. He said that he was desperate, could I lend a helping hand? I was shocked to see him, he was battling like a boob. It's been a week inside his house alone with Rubik's Cube.
Mr. Rubik,
is your cube from outer space?
Mr. Rubik,
he got three sides then, lots of space.
That song is Mr. Rubik by the Baron Knights.